From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Hey, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode, we take you back to February the 26th of 2020. What a fun morning it was in studio with Emmy Sunshine and her producer, the legendary Tony Brown. Family Wars is the new album they had just released. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Emmy Sunshine and Tony Brown.
Jonas Black is what you just heard. It's brand new from Emmy Sunshine and the Rain, and Family Wars is the album, produced by Tony Brown, who is in studio. And good morning, Emmy Sunshine.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. For people watching on Circle Television all over the country this morning, did Tony Brown do your hair?
No. He didn't, but I'm sure he could. I don't know. Maybe.
Tony, if you take a look at Emmy and go, you know, that would look good on me.
Well, you know, that's funny you brought that up, because when I did Cyndi Lauper's album 3 years ago, and she interviewed everybody in town, Paul Worley, James Stroud, Byron Gallimore, and she picked me. And I said, why did you pick me? She said, it was your hair.
Well, Emmy, where did you meet Tony Brown? Where did he come into your life?
It was on my birthday, actually. I think I just turned 14?
13.
13, I think. I just turned 13. And I walked into his house, and my manager, Steve, he got me in touch with Tony. And I walked in, and I was like, hi, nice to meet you. We sat down, started talking about some artists that I love. And then I sang him a murder ballad. And then after that, it's been history now, I guess.
That's right.
How long ago was that?
Well, you know, it was a few years ago now.
About two and a half years ago.
So what were the artists? Who were the artists that you shared
with?
Well,
I think I mentioned the Dixie Chicks. And
yeah, the Dixie Chicks' first two albums are two of my favorites and two of her favorites. I said, I like you already.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun talking to each other, and we still do, so it's really cool.
We sure do.
How were you? What was the occasion? Because I was there when you debuted at the Grand Ole Opry. How long ago has that been now?
How long ago? I think I was around 9 years old when I did that.
Yeah.
6 years.
About 6 years ago. Gosh. But yeah, I guess a video of me went viral around that time, and then we got invited on the Opry. So it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I remember people, they were back in the cage, which is where they rehearsed before going and do the Opry show.
It was nerve wracking.
The last time I met someone who impressed me as quickly as Emmy did was when I met Lyle Lovett, Steve Earle, Nancy Griffith, and Patti Loveless. So I'm feeling like it's deja vu. I'm starting all over again.
Well, Joe Smith was talking about your book, Elvis Straight to Jesus, a little bit ago. And when you were in, when it first came out, and we were talking, and you said that book got you up off the couch.
That's right.
And got you back to business. And you said, but I want to produce again, and I am. And I said, who are you working with? And I can still see the glow when you said, Emmy Sunshine. Because you guys were in the middle of what turned out to be the project we're hearing this
morning.
That's right.
Yeah,
that was...
No, actually, we started doing a one-off thing, mm-hmm. and pulled back, and then I did her family album, which to me was the experience of learning more about her music. So it was a good experience to do the family album, because I'm trying to do a one-off thing like Allison did when she did When You Say Nothing at All,
mm-hmm.
and to keep her authenticity but do something that's her own. And so I went and did the family album, which ended up being a lesson in what she's really all about, and I think it's a great album, actually.
What does Tony Brown look for? You the names you just mentioned. What do you look for in an artist to work with?
That Zac Brown song, She's Got Whatever It Is, and it mm-hmm. blows me away. You look for that whatever that it is, and it's something. It's not a tangible thing that you just feel it in your gut that there's something special. You look for authenticity. And you look for something really good, you know, or actually really great. As David Foster said, good is the enemy of great. So you look for something great, and it just hits your soul, and you trust your gut. I mean, my gut has always seemed to pay off, you know. When Vince was playing guitar with the Cherry Bombs, I convinced him to move to Nashville and become a country artist. Because when I met him, he was with Pure Prairie League.
Yeah.
And he came to Nashville, and he became a a big star. So, and when I met Emmy, I had that same feeling. It was really an epiphany for me. And it was a serendipity moment that I will never, ever question, and I'm happy it happened to me.
Well, I hope Vince is listening, as he does on his way to Nashville if he's in town this morning. Tony Brown in studio with Emmy Sunshine. Love for you to play something live for us right now.
Of course. I'm going to do a song called There's Got to Be More. Now I ain't no bird, but I can see that sky down in this valley. It's desert dry.
Live performance of Emmy Sunshine and the new album Family Wars, produced by Tony Brown, who is in studio with her this morning. Have you ever had a shy moment in your life?
Well, when I first was on the Grand Ole Opry, yeah. I mean, I was like...
I don't remember it that way. You seem perfectly comfortable up there in front of all those
people.
Well,
I was. You got to fake it till you make it sometimes. So I was like, okay, I'm very nervous for this. I didn't want to ruin this amazing moment for me, and I wanted it to be great. And I went up there, and I was actually very nervous, and I don't usually get nervous because, well, I mean, I've been doing this for a little while, and I just don't, I've never had that because I grew up in music, and it's just been a normal thing for me.
I was going to ask you about that. Where did music come into your
life?
Yeah,
my great-grandmother was a singer, my grandmother, my dad, and uncles and cousins and everybody in between, so, and my mom's a writer, so it's just been kind of our thing.
As we go to the break, what was the first live performance where you were in front of people that you did?
Probably at church, I would have to say.
Yeah.
I would sing songs at church, but I can't remember the first time because, you know, I've just been doing it for so long that I can't remember when it was like when I just started singing out of the blue.
That's Emmy Sunshine. Madisonville, Tennessee, I believe. Hometown.
Yes,
yeah.
That is my hometown.
We'll be back. Tony Brown's in studio, brand new album, Family Wars, wherever you buy or download music.
Coffee, country, and Cody.
And a little sunshine on a gray old Nashville day. Just perfect, it seemed to me. Emmy Sunshine in studio with her producer, Tony Brown, in a brand new album, Family Wars. It's available wherever you buy or download music. And you, young lady, are a co-producer with one of the greats in the history of the universe sitting over here.
I guess so. Yeah, definitely. But I mean, like... It was really fun to work with him on this, and such an honor as well. So thank you, Tony.
Back to you.
So for people who hear that word, you know, you hear singer, songwriter, performer, producer as often as any other descriptions of jobs in this business, Tony. What does a producer do for those who really don't understand? They know the word, but they know you're involved in the record somehow.
Well, you know, in film, producers are the one that raise the money for the film, and the director makes the film. In music, the record company has the money, and the producer makes the record. So the producer casts the songs for the album, the studio, the engineer, and puts together the music, you know, makes the music.
Uh-huh. And when you co-produce with somebody, what is Emmy's role with you sitting there
your lineage? Jimmy Bowen always said, just remember, it's the artist's record. It's not your record. And so... Mm. With the family here, as I was doing the record, I realized I really had to rely on her opinion about certain things. So I would keep going to her, and I was going, you know, she's co-producing this record. So I made her take co-producer credit. She sort of fought it, and then she thought, well, okay, I'll take it. So a co-producer just, you know, basically you contribute making the record. You make it happen.
Who's first person you made a record on as a producer?
Steve Warner with Nora Wilson on RCA. And we had a number one record with Midnight Fire. And then Jimmy Bowen stole me away for MCA. And then I cut Jimmy Buffett with him and Steve Warner. And then he let me sign some my own kind of acts like Nancy Griffith and Steve Earle and Lyle Lovett and Kelly Willis and the Mavericks. And all of a sudden I became like... Everybody thought I was a Maverick. But, you know, I thought Steve Earle was the next Waylon, and the press said he was the next Mellencamp or Springsteen. I was just following my gut, you know. And the same with Emmy. People say, what is she like? Her voice reminds me of Natalie Maines with the Dixie Chicks. Has that same timbre. But she's a songwriter. she's as good of a songwriter as she is a singer. And so she's got the whole package. And it's second nature for her to sing. I mean, you just saw it happening.
Absolutely,
here.
Yeah.
I mean, this has got to be the worst gig she'll ever do, sitting at a chair in a radio station.
Well, Charlie went back and did the research. It was August 5th, 2014, that you made your Opry debut.
Yeah.
And I remember earlier we were talking about it, is the band and everybody involved in the Opry on a show night was back in rehearsal, and they were coming out into the Opry house on stage, and they go, man, before the curtain comes back, you got to come back here and see this. You got to hear this. You're not going to believe it. And
aww.
It was Emmy Sunshine. That's the kind of impact she had even when you were that young. Introduce the guys that are playing with you this morning before you
absolutely.
Play again.
Absolutely. This is my brother John over here on mandolin, and my dad over here, Randall, who plays bass for me, and my uncle Bobby, who plays drums. So, yeah.
Family band. Family.
Yes.
Hence Family Wars.
Well, that's up for debate. well, I mean, I wrote that pretty much that song about, like, I tend to, like, eavesdrop on people every now and then, mm-hmm. and that's sort of where I find some of my ideas for songs. So it's not about us. No, it's about other people. So, yeah.
So not about it, but it could be.
That depends.
All right. Well, I'd love for you to play and sing some more for us
Thank
this morning.
You. Yeah, I got a song off this new album that's called Meanwhile in America that I wrote with Kyle Jacobs and Vicky McGehee. So... And my mother, of course, but yeah, here it is. I wake up wrapped in red, white, and blue. I was born with the freedom to...
Emmy Sunshine live. In front of her producer, that's Tony Brown sitting over there. You were looking on with such admiration and pride as you were watching her do that.
Absolutely. That's just a prolific song from a 15-year-old and her mom and Kyle Jacobs. But it's just, and her performance of it is, I'm sorry, I just love perfection, and that's what she is.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Oh, no.
Hey,
you,
plug your, you're playing a ukulele, and you say you have a ukulele endorsement.
I do. Kala Ukuleles, they are amazing. We love them so much. But there's this lady at Kala, her name is Olivia, and she made this ukulele for me. It's my Kala ukulele, and it's a custom one. It's a tenor ukulele that has my name inlaid and everything, and it's very fabulous. But I guess it was one of her first projects and everything, so she really got to be creative on this, and I just wanted her to make whatever she really just saw fit for me, and she did a great job. I mean, there's like a little blackbird on the top of this, too, and I just love it so much.
Thank you for coming to see us and getting up early and playing live for people all over the world this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Tony, always great to see you. Don't see enough of you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
Come back, hang anytime. Elvis Straight to Jesus is Tony's book you need to know about when you go to the web and you're looking for music from Emmy Family Wars, Emmy Sunshine and the Rain. Third and Lindsley, that is Friday of this week. Got a couple of shows in Huntsville, Alabama. That'll be on that's coming on the weekend ahead on February the 29th. And then she's off to Findlay, Ohio, playing Illinois, Iowa, North Carolina. It's all at emmysunshine.com.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.